This episode of The Nate Darling Show is radio-friendly. All the funny, none of the cursing. The world is a big, stupid place.
Doesn't anyone notice this? I feel like I'm taking crazy pills!
And they're here to make fun of it. This is The Nate Darling Show. Now, here's Nate and the gang.
Hey, everybody. Hope you're having a great week, because it's almost over. Maybe it's the weekend when you're listening to this, which is even better.
Even better.
Even better. By the way, if it's your weekend, that's not a thing. Your days off just fall on a different day. You don't get your own weekend. It's just your days off. The weekend is a thing. You don't get your own Christmas, do you? No! No, you don't.
You don't know.
Because Christmas is the 25th of December when Jesus was born. Right, Mel?
I don't think that's true.
You don't know. Mm. Were you there?
No.
Were you there?
I don't follow your Christian stuff.
Could it be your weekend if it's like the band The Weeknd, right? Could like they be your weekend?
Is that a band or a guy? I'm still confused about that.
It's a band.
So here's the thing. I was confused about it, but I figured it would go away, and it did. It's not a thing anymore.
I didn't know it was ever a thing.
Exactly.
I've never heard of it.
That's fair. You're probably better off for that. Coming up on the show today, we've got an aggressive seagull.
Aren't they all?
Mm-hmm. We have a Florida corner for you with fights and violence.
So typical.
And another state has its own corner this time.
What?
Yes.
Oh.
It's crazy. This is a very themed show.
I can't wait.
There's basically three themes to this show once we get past the first part of it. But want to talk a little bit, before we get into the show, about my massage this past weekend.
Oh my. Mm. Tell us in great detail.
So, wasn't feeling great, as we talked about on the last show, so I didn't go to the shower. But my back was really tight. It's been bugging me for a while. So Leslie and I went to get massages. She had gotten a membership. There's a massage place here in West Sacramento down near the Target, if you're interested. And she got a membership. And so she had been once, and we decided to go again. And so this is my first time there, and I go in. And my massage therapist was a lady that would, I'll put her in her mid-50s.
Mm-hmm.
Or so. I've not had a massage therapist of that experience before. She was quite good, because at no point did I feel like she was like hammering me really hard. But before I get to how I felt after, because they're really busy on the weekend, they book out all of their rooms. So while I went with my fiance, I got a massage by myself in a couple's massage room.
Oh my.
It was just me and another empty table.
Awkward.
But I felt very romantic with myself.
Why didn't they just have you?
I don't know.
Silly.
It's probably extra to do a couple's massage.
It is.
So that's probably why. She got her own room.
They could have just been like, you're both in here, but don't speak.
Right. It'll be fine.
This is not a couple's massage.
It's not a couple's massage. So they decided to tie up the two rooms. But anyway, she she talked to me, and the one thing she did that was really good is she's like, oh, you're having this issue with this. Here's some stretches you should do, which I don't recall getting from. I had one massage therapist that did that when I was getting sports massages. But I've not had, like, somebody just going for a regular massage where, like, oh, yeah, if you stretch like this, it'll keep your back from getting super tight. Because my back gets really tight working on the computer all day. So that was very nice. So had the massage on Saturday. Sunday, little bit sore, nothing major. Monday morning, I woke up and it felt like an MMA fighter had been kicking my back all night long. It was so sore. And I remember from going to the trainer, he said, you're not going to be that sore tomorrow. It's in 2 days that the soreness really kicks in if you do it right.
Oh, yeah.
So she apparently did it right.
Mm-hmm.
But good Lord.
It's like a good pain, though, right?
Yeah. I'm feeling a little better now, but it's just one of those things. But yes, I'm supposed to get up at work every so often and like reach up and put my hands on the door casing and then just keep walking through and just stretching my shoulders out to do that. So everybody go ahead and do that. Jason, you'll have to compensate.
I don't know how I'll reach the
top of the door.
I'm
just saying.
I can reach the top of the door, but
with his tippy tippy fingertips.
That was somehow more insulting.
tippy. He looks so annoyed. I love you so much.
I told you that was more insulting.
You guys are lucky. This is the clean show.
It's true. See, that's what happens when you show up 20 minutes late for the show. So that aside, any big plans for the weekend? Mel, what you got going on? Anything fun?
I have another show and I have auditions that I'm holding for some new performers.
Oh.
So we have our musical improv show and then the regular main stage show.
When is the musical improv show?
Saturday at 8.
So if you're listening on Friday, it's tomorrow night at 8 at the Sacramento Comedy Spot.
You can watch me sing badly.
Mm-hmm. It's saccomedyspot.com, unless they've changed
wonderfully.
It.
Wonderfully.
Oh, thank you. I'm not, I don't believe you, but thank you so much for
saying
that.
No, you do. You're
commit. I try to
commit. That's all that matters. I mean, and like when it comes to improv singing, commitment is 99% of it.
Seriously, it's true.
So it's on 20th Street between J and K in Midtown Sacramento.
It's true.
Is it a show that normally sells out? Should people get tickets in advance, or can you get tickets if you walk up?
It usually is full, but not sold out, so you can usually get them if you walk up. Yeah.
Yeah. So go and see that and stay for the Anti-Cooperation League show.
I said that last week to people about our Lady Business show. Sure. We had Lady Business last weekend, standing room only.
That show can sell out pretty quickly.
Yeah.
But yeah, go check out Mel this weekend. Only doing two shows, so she'll be fresh.
Yeah. Better than the four last weekend.
She'll be fresh as though she just summer's eved herself.
It's the only time I wear girl jeans, too. Girl, just FYI.
Girl jeans, say?
Yeah, I wear women's jeans for this show.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that weird?
What is the reasoning behind that?
I'll tell you. So, for any other show, if you've ever seen me in real life, or you can see pictures on your page, I think.
Yes.
For the podcast, I wear baggy men's jeans and a print t-shirt with a front tuck. That's all I wear all day, every day, pretty much at all.
Mm-hmm.
Well, for the musical show, the boss has asked that we dress dressier. Okay.
Sure.
So I have to wear like a colored top. So I can't just wear like a red t-shirt. I have to wear like a feminine top or a button down.
And
a blouse. That's what they're called. a blouse or something along those lines. And so when you do that, and so I was doing that over like my black men's jeans, and it just looked horrid and boxy and weird, because if you're wearing all, like when I wear a big t-shirt tucked in and jeans, it's fine, but when you're wearing a feminine top and then these Superman jeans, not cute.
You look like a cross-dresser is what you're saying.
Yeah, I looked very cross-dressing.
So you had to get some form-fitting?
I got black skinny jeans.
Oh, hey.
I could not be more insecure in them, but what are you going to do?
You look pretty good in them. I'm not going to lie.
I'm not comfortable with my body.
She looks pretty good.
Oh,
can you see her lady parts? Are they that skinny?
Well, no. You don't see anything obscene. Like, you see, like...
How dare you call Mel's lady parts obscene?
No, but I mean, like, you don't see, I mean, like, you see her as a beautiful lady, and you can see her form, and
I do tend to wear kind of longer, though. I don't know what that's like, smocky, frocky, longer stuff, because I am so insecure about my hips and my bottom.
Her hips don't lie, though.
Yeah, well.
They don't.
Jason, anything for you this weekend, or is it a chill weekend for you?
It's kind of a chill weekend, but I do have a show on Saturday night also, so you should come out to that.
Which show?
ACL, Anti-Cooperation League, main stage show.
So right after Mel.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Come for me and then stay for the both of us.
Stay for the both of us. You get two.
Yeah.
Is there still a deal for if you buy the combo?
Yes, there is.
So go buy the combo tickets.
Get the combo.
Get the combo. Get the condom. They should
save a few shekels.
You know what would be a really great idea? Brian, if you're listening, and he's not. But Brian, if you're listening, when someone buys a combo ticket, they should get a package of combos free.
Ooh, some combos.
Combos for your combo.
I love it.
And then it would be that added, but it's added value.
I hate to even ask, but that they still make them?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, God, yeah.
I haven't had them since the 80s.
No, they have like buffalo chicken. Like they've like got
all sorts. Yeah, all sorts of flavors.
Yeah,
wow.
Yeah, and good times.
All right.
Yeah, you can get a whole big variety pack. Yeah.
They're tasty.
Free man. Business idea. Nice. Go ahead and take it. It's yours, which means it's probably not very good.
Well, you know,
we're going to Reading. We're going to Reading this week,
ooh.
And Leslie's birthday is coming up at the end of the month, so. She wanted to go up to Reading, and so we're going to Reading.
What are you going to do in Reading?
Well, one of the things we're going to do in Reading is she got a free night at the Wind River Casino Resort, so we're going to stay there one night. Not really sure beyond that, because, I mean, all of her family is up there, aside from her dad, who lives in the backyard. Picture that however you like. But so we'll visit her family and friends up there, it's pretty. I make no plans when we go to Reading. I'm just like whatever.
You're smart.
Yeah, yeah.
And Dad lives in a yurt in the back.
That would be hilarious if he did. It's a tiny house. People, it's one of the. Have you ever watched those tiny house shows on TV?
Yeah.
Oh my God, those people are all nuts.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely insane. My favorite was watched one a couple weeks ago where it was. Them and their five kids are looking to go tiny.
That's stupid.
I'm like, that should immediately be a CPS report.
I need space and I can't have clutter. Like, living in a studio would kill me. I've never even lived in a studio.
Oh, you should go tiny then. Because everything has to be in its place.
But I need my stuff. I mean, every closet in our house is full of my clothes.
You don't need your stuff.
Yeah. Oh, yes, I do.
You don't. You can live without it.
You need all your men's jeans and print t-shirts.
Damn right. Do you know how many graphic tees I own?
Too many?
So many. And I love each and every one. And I just got two new ones.
All right. Well, maybe you should consider downsizing.
Hey, my graphic... I'm wearing an awesome one today. I have amazing t-shirts.
Mm-hmm. You do. Some of them are great.
Yeah.
Some of them are not. Meanwhile, a UK woman is downsizing. She's downsizing by putting her wedding dress on eBay because, her husband cheated on her.
Oh.
Not funny at all, but she's doing it to pay for her divorce from her ex-husband who left her to foot the bill for it. Her name is Samantha Ragg. She's 28. She placed the size 6 Art Deco dress up for sale on eBay, along with a tongue-in-cheek description detailing her divorce from her cheating scumbag of a husband, saying, "I'm selling this designer Art Deco wedding dress in ivory, mainly selling as I need to pay for my divorce, which my ex-husband has left me to foot the bill for. In addition for accepting inquiries both about the dress and the skank that my husband ran off with, she warned potential buyers to dry clean the dress before wearing it to get rid of the stench of betrayal."
Oh.
She wrote a blog post explaining the dress barely received any views in its first 2 weeks on eBay, so she took advice from her brother and wrote the comedic description. She said, "I work in social media for my day job, so in the back of my mind, I was hoping it would go viral, but I never expected this. A lot of people have got the wrong end of the stick, and I think it's real. And think it's really bitter. But anyone who knows me knows I've got a great sense of humor. If you have to tell people, you don't." Anyway, her parents paid.
I don't understand any of that sentence. Just by the way,
which one?
Starting with, she said, "A lot of people have got the wrong end of the stick." What does this whole sentence mean?
I think she's trying to say that some people are seeing it as her, like, being really upset and, like, talking bad about it.
She's being mean.
Yeah, and she's...
being funny.
Yeah.
Seems like she just really is wanting to be a viral sensation.
Mm-hmm. She said her parents paid 2,000 British pounds, which is a little over $2,600 for the dress in 2014, but her clever listing has resulted in bids as high as £65,900 or $86,000. We'll see if that's an actual bid.
Yeah.
While she was happy with the attention her joke was receiving, Rag said she was not interested in divulging more intimate details of her divorce. She did express interest in appearing on various UK reality shows.
See, as soon as I see that, I go like, it's going to come out that she made all this up.
Or she cheated on him and he left anyway.
Yeah.
Said the experience left her feeling generally positive due to an outpouring of supportive comments, and offered forgiveness and well wishes to her ex-husband, saying, "I wish my ex-husband all the best with everything. Yes, he made a terrible and really hurtful mistake, but he's got to live with that and without me for the rest of his life, and I forgive him, and I'm very happy now, so I hope he is too." So, anyway, viral wedding dresses on eBay. Meanwhile, yes, Jason?
I can just, like, she looks like she would be, like, crazy kind of. So. I saw a picture of her, and she's, the picture is of her in the wedding dress, like, at the wedding, like, is, like, the type of picture somebody takes, and, like, they're smiling awkwardly at the camera. But, like, it's your wedding, so why are you smiling awkwardly at the camera like that? Anyhow, yeah.
What a weirdo.
Mm.
Doesn't have a good sense of humor.
Meanwhile, a British supermarket was evacuated when an aggressive seagull, that's right, an aggressive seagull, flew into the store and started harassing customers, striking at least one woman in the face.
Do you ever have a moment where you go, like, oh, I thought seagulls were, like, just for ours? Oh, yeah, they're everywhere. just saying.
A video posted to Twitter shows the seagull flying around the Tesco store before customers and staff started filing out the door of the market. Only in Cornwall would you have to evacuate a Tesco because a seagull flew in, the Twitter user wrote. Of course. The seagull was eventually captured and released outside the store. Thank God. A worker at the store told ITV that they were unaware of the seagull until it nearly flew into my head. The employee confirmed the bird had flown into at least one customer's face. As far as I'm aware, she was not injured, just a little bit shocked, and who wouldn't be? No one expects to go into their local Tesco and be greeted by a peed-off seagull.
Right.
Exactly.
Though I think by my dad and my stepmom, a deer walked into their grocery store.
And then?
And then just wandered around and then walked back out, I guess.
Couldn't find
what it was looking for.
Good thing they hadn't just waxed the floor.
Ooh, can I tell a story?
Yeah, here, take a look at the seagull. There he is. He's flying around the...
He was looking for snacks.
Yep. Oh,
poor guy.
It made, when you said they had to evacuate the store, it made me think of something that happened this weekend.
Yes.
So after show number 4, we're standing out front of the club, and when you walk out of the club to the right and to the left are bars, and the one to the right is sort of a hipster jerky bar. And they have a lot of security.
You mean lowbrow?
Yes. I'm not sure what words I can use on this podcast, so I had to decide.
DB bar.
That's exactly it. And so as we're standing outside, we see the security guy, who's this giant monster, arguing with a woman. And
I'm not sure.
And she was yelling and he was yelling and he kept saying he was like to leave and he was going to call the police. And, you know, what I'm thinking is like, just turn around and walk away, man. Like, she's tiny and she's not hurting. She can't hurt you. And so he walks, turns around and starts walking up the ramp. And she reaches out and does like this very, what I would call like a chick slap, like sort of this weak, over like on his shoulder, like can't hurt you, just I hate you, meh.
Right.
And she slaps him and he turns around and unloads the largest can of OC spray, like pepper spray, all over her. The problem is it's Saturday night
and there's hundreds of people around
everywhere, and so the people I was dealing with literally got out like, holy cow, and we were just mouthfuls of spray. And yeah. So we all got inadvertently sprayed, and some poor guy who was probably Pokemon going right behind her because he was looking at his phone, he got a full face of it. Probably like 40 or 50 people got inadvertently sprayed for no reason.
Oh. No, there's a reason.
He had to show what a big man he was.
No, women think it's okay to hit.
It's true, but my thing is, you got to make a good decision for your environment. I mean, that's something I learned as a police officer. That's something he should have learned. If he was really wanting to hold her accountable for her behavior, he could have detained her, called law enforcement, and she could have been arrested for assault. And we would have all said, yes, we saw her hit him. No problem. He wanted to show he was a big man in pepper spray. He didn't detain her. He didn't stop her. He didn't call law enforcement. He sprayed her, and off she went down the street. He just wanted to show what a big man he was.
If it were the 60s, he could have just backhanded her.
True.
Called it a day.
He looked close. Like, he looked like he was about to. He had had enough, and I get it. Like, she was being a pain.
Yeah.
And he had had enough. But if he really wanted to hold her accountable, he should have detained her and had her arrested. And if not, be a, you know, be the bigger person and walk away. But unloading that much pepper spray in a crowd was a ding-dong move.
It's a bad idea.
I don't even eat spicy food. It was hard for me.
Yeah, that's... I can just imagine the type of complaints and mm-hmm. possible, like, what's it called when you have to give money to people? Settlements?
Yeah.
That they're going to have with people now, because that's no bueno.
Are you filing a lawsuit, Mel?
I'm not, but I did mention it to Brian, because I guess all the owners in that building do discuss any issues or problems.
So. Sure. Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Meanwhile, an issue at the Olympics was doing live shots near a beach, and... the BBC was doing a live shot when there was a couple behind a reporter. They were doing things that couples do, not necessarily on the beach, but let's hear how he handles it.
Seeing what's going on in the background on social media now, we're not going to zoom in, but rest assured, it's not that. It's just a hug. There's a bit of... They're reading a book. Apparently, they are reading a book. They're reading a book in a strange pose, okay? It's merely a book. We'll find out what the book is maybe a little bit later on. So, we're not going to go any closer than that, though. Some live basketball for you.
I need to know context. Why did he feel the need to even... Oh, there they are. I see a picture now. There, wow, yeah.
Well, Mel, let me show it to you.
They're not hugging.
Let me show you to you on the big screen so you can take a look.
Why did somebody even ask him?
There they are. Well, they were doing it on social media. It's one of those things we're doing a report on social media. There they are on the beach.
That's amazing.
Reading a book. But yeah.
Oh, so it was a live thing. So people are going like, hey, what's going on behind you?
Yeah, it was very much a live thing.
Awesome.
So that's how he handled it. All right, let's handle this.
Get ready for some judging. It's time for Cool or Tool.
All right. We only have one thing in Cool or Tool. British people. Jason?
British people are cool. Without a doubt. They are cool as ice, baby.
Mel?
I love them, and I love their biscuits and their tea.
I'm gonna go majority rules on this one, because running away from a seagull, I'm not okay with that, but
you're gonna stand and face it, tough guy?
Yeah, I ain't afraid of no seagull. You kidding me? Seagulls are pusses.
Peck your eye out.
Pusses is what I say. Yeah, British people are cool, and that's gonna do it for Cooler Tool.
That was an easy one. I like
it.
That was
an easy one.
Yeah, I told you it was going to be simple. All right, it's time to move on to something new, and we haven't done this before, I don't believe.
Oh, no.
Yeah, it's time for... Hold on. Let's see if you can recognize this. Yeah. Mm. Black Keys for you. It's time for Ohio Corner, Mel.
Oh, my goodness.
The Florida of the North.
That's right.
Love it.
After being discharged from an Ohio hospital, let me get this up on the screen for you, and missing the last bus home, a woman stole an ambulance and drove it home to her residence.
Hey, you gotta do what you gotta do.
Oh, man.
Cops say that Lisa Carr, who's 43, was released from the hospital in Cincinnati.
Deaconess Hospital, I've been there.
Mm-hmm. Around 11 p.m. Now, following the discharge, an ambulance driver flagged down a cop car to report that his vehicle, which he left running outside the hospital, had been boosted. The officers were quickly able to track the ambulance via its GPS signal. There's a bit of knowledge for you. They have a GPS signal, so don't steal them. It began following the vehicle on what became a 20-minute trek to Carr's residence 10 miles from the hospital. The ambulance... never topped 30 miles per hour.
Just wanted to get home. Didn't have money for an Uber.
Yeah, well, she didn't make it home. She was taken into custody and questioned by cops. She reportedly admitted to swiping the Ford E450 ambulance, telling officers she took the vehicle because she missed the last bus, so I feel a little bad. But she was arrested for theft, driving with a suspended license, and failure to comply with police.
Wow. I like her. Go yeah. Ohio.
Mm-hmm. Oh, but there's more in Ohio, of course. Just when you think you've seen it all, a guy goes and allegedly tries to fornicate with a red van.
Oh, my.
Oh, my gosh.
He looks like a van fornicator.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, poor guy.
Cops in Dayton, Ohio, Larry Glover Mead's stomping grounds, received a 911 call about a man pulling his pants down and swinging on a stop sign.
Had it coming.
In a second 911 call, the witnesses told police the suspect was attempting to have sex with the front grille of a parked vehicle.
Nice.
The 911 caller reported that during the autoerotic encounter, the suspect was seen sticking his genitals in the grille of a red van at the intersection.
Oh, man.
I don't think there's no crime.
It's hard
to say. Exposing yourself?
Yeah. The man subsequently laid down and possibly passed out before rising again, like Jesus, to begin walking in circles like he's on some type of drug. The victim was parked at the time, according to cops. The responding officers came upon Michael Henson, who's 35. He appeared under the influence of some type of narcotic, was wearing only gym shorts and shoes. He was then arrested for public indecency and booked into the Montgomery County Jail and held on $2,500 bond. In a sidewalk interview, the woman who called 911 told police she saw Henson pull down his shorts, expose his penis, which he then placed in the front grille of the van, and began humping it as if he was having sex with the van. He apparently did this for a while before passing out in a neighborhood yard.
Oh, you think the van will still be there when he gets out?
It sounds like they were meant for each other.
I know.
Well, cops tracked down the owner of the violated van, but he told them he hadn't witnessed what investigators termed the sex act.
Wow.
And finally, an Ohio coroner.
One more.
There's more?
Oh, yes.
Good gravy.
Meet wise, intelligent, supreme God Allah.
Oh.
Well, that's his name. The 18-year-old Ohioan made the imprudent choice to be carrying a loaded handgun while a passenger in a car traveling in Akron. During a police traffic stop, Allah was found with a High Point .380 caliber handgun in the waistband of his pants. The Canton resident was arrested on felony weapons charges. None of the other four occupants of the 2014 Kia were arrested during the stop, which occurred in front of a Taco Bell. The Akron Police Department report states that Allah and two women in the vehicle had a history of drugs and weapons. The accused pistolero, whose rap sheet includes felony burglary conviction, was booked into the Summit County Jail, where he remained locked up on $20,000 bond. According to court records, his residence is adjacent to a multi-county juvenile detention facility.
His parents had really high hopes when they named him, too.
Oh, man.
I don't know. I'm really sad Kareem's not here, if only for that guy's name. But Kareem's having a problem with his intestinal tract, so he's forgiven for not being here.
From goofballs to gators, here's Florida Corner.
Meanwhile, in a more traditionally crazy state, police say a PSTA bus rider punched a fellow rider over a stinky yawn.
Wow.
Oh my gosh.
Chester Harris later told officers he felt disrespected. About 9:45 a.m., he said a man seated near him on the Suncoast Transit Authority bus yawned and failed to cover his mouth, and the man's breath stank. So he asked him to cover his mouth, at which point the man cursed him out. So Harris, who's 53, reared back and punched the fellow passenger.
Sure.
The other man sustained a bloody nose, but officers wrote Harris said he got what he deserved. Harris faces a charge of battery.
People be crazy.
Meanwhile, it's not just the crazy men in Florida. Oh, no. According to cops, let me put this up here so you two can read along with the story, a 34-year-old woman repeatedly kicked her boyfriend in the face after he refused to have sex with her.
Didn't we have a very similar story last time I was here? This is a thing, women demanding sex.
Women think hitting is okay. It's not okay.
It's not okay.
It's not okay. And you know when this started? When it became a thing that you couldn't hit him back.
Paul always says to use my words.
Exactly. Use your words, ladies. When her boyfriend refused to have sex with her, a Florida woman repeatedly kicked him in the face. An attack that landed her in jail for battery. According to the arrest affidavit, Jennifer Ferguson, who's 34, wanted a 6:30 a.m. tryst with her beau inside the Port St. Lucie residence. The victim, who's been in a relationship with Ferguson for 2 years, told police that Jennifer became upset at him when he refused to have sex with her this morning. After being rejected, Ferguson began kicking her boyfriend in the face
Wow.
while he was lying on the bed. Responding officers noted that the man had significant swelling to his right cheekbone and redness to his left cheekbone. You saw the picture of her. She's a blonde lady. She was arrested on a misdemeanor battery charge and booked into county jail. $500 bond for kicking your boyfriend in the face.
So she must have, like, so all I can think of, because, like, I'm trying to figure out how she was able to kick him in the face. That means that she would have had to have been upside down.
Or she stood up on the bed.
Yeah, but... jumping up and down, kicking mm-hmm. him.
Kicking him right in the face.
Or she was upside down.
In my mind, she's you're on her back, laying on top of him and kicking him like this on either side of his head.
You know, it can be anything you want, really. It wasn't made super clear. Hmm. So we'll never know what happened that day in Florida.
I guess we won't.
But be a fly on the wall.
But ladies, use your words.
Yeah, use your words.
It's not okay to hit. Mm-mm. Aren't children taught that?
Yeah.
Don't hit.
But I get so frustrated.
That's, by the way, you think guys don't get frustrated?
Sexually frustrated.
It's not a, well, there, we just learned a little something about Jason. Yeah. What 7 months of pregnancy will do to the Casey household. But anyway, that's going to do it for this episode of The Nate Darling Show. Hope everybody has a great weekend. Thank you, Mel.
My pleasure.
Thanks for
having me.
And thanks for not cussing this time.
You're welcome.
Yeah, you made it.
Did I make it through a whole show? Is it my first?
You did.
I feel kind of obligated to do something now, but I won't.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
On the next show, we can curse the whole thing.
Yay!
Because it's the Uncensored Monday episode. We'll be recording that in just a second. We'll get it to you first thing Monday morning. Until then... this is OHIO by the Ohio Players.
Yeah.
Taking you into the weekend on The Nate Darling Show. Bye-bye, everybody.
Thanks for listening, and remember to use the Shop Amazon tab at natedarlingshow.com.